Bar Reeve. Vikings. Get ready for Bar Reeve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Bar Reeve Sports on The General.
Good evening, everybody. It is sectional championship Saturday here in the IHSAA Girls Volleyball State Tournament. And tonight, here at Lagodi, it is Bar Reeve vying for sectional championship number 23 in their volleyball history as they will take on the Orleans Bulldogs. Hello, everybody. I'm Mike DeCourcy. Going to be bringing you the action all night long with my friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, John Patrick Mullen. Good evening, Jonathan.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for having me again, Mike, and it's good to see you up here where you belong at the broadcast table here at midcourt. Mr. Doyle, of course, filled in admirably this afternoon. He does a great job of handling the responsibilities. I'm just glad to be tagging along, but certainly glad to be back with you, my buddy, Mike DeCourcy.
Yeah, and this morning, Bar Eve and Lagodi, not trying to disrespect anybody, but maybe the de facto championship game. Certainly the winner of that is going to be the heavy, heavy favorite here tonight. Vikings dominant in two of the sets, 25-8, 25-13, and the last one took a little work. Bar Eve never trailed one time today. They had to fight for a 26-24 victory in a game where they would stretch it out, get a 3 or 4 point lead. Lagodi would fight back, but a Michaela Graber block ended the game in about an hour's worth of time, and Bar Eve moves on tonight.
Yeah, and they are the heavy favorites, the Lady Vikes, number two in the state rankings, just behind Lafayette Catholic, and as you mentioned, trying to achieve that sectional number 23 in the program's history. And as the husband of the coach, Amber DeCourcy, how many, what would number be for this one?
This
for
would be
Amber?
This would be 11 or 12. I don't know. I'd have to go back and count them all up. You know, surprisingly, those are things that we don't really keep track of at home. Johnny, you've been to our house somewhere between, 100 and 1,000 times, and I'm sure you can vouch for it. There's not a volleyball picture up anywhere in the home.
And there's no I love me wall whatsoever at the DeCourcy household, but we do know that Amber has.
We're good to get pictures of the kids up.
Sure. She's well over 500 wins on her way to 600, and you figure it's around a dozen sectional titles. So, again, Orleans comes into this match, heavy underdogs. They did knock off a feisty, if you will, determined Shoals Lady Juggerox outfit in four sets. And as I take a look at the roster here, Orleans, just 9 players listed. So an uphill battle from the standpoint of record, tradition, and also from a numbers perspective with just 9 girls on the roster today.
Yeah, this is Orleans that moves into some of the IHSAA sectional activities as North Davies up in 2A. So the Cougars, who would normally be here, they were ousted the other night. And Orleans, as we talked about, they slid over, taking the spot in girls basketball, boys basketball, volleyball. So
kind of a tough deal for the Bulldogs to come over here and play in this this war here that is sectional 63 in all the sports.
Well, but you look at it and they move over from sectional 64, or is it 61 now? I'm not sure, but you want to talk about a volleyball sectional that's tough as nails. You got Northeast Du Bois, Springs Valley, and the Tecumseh Braves all locked into just that one sectional, and you know, wow, what a atmosphere that's going to be as Valley and Tecumseh play for the title tonight.
And they play it at Dubois.
They play it at Dubois, yeah. So that was a contest earlier this year that Tecumseh won in five sets. So it should be interesting here tonight. We've got a butterfly and Wonder Woman up here, Johnny.
Early Halloween.
Oh, it's a fairy.
Early Halloween dress-ups tonight. I guess Bar Eve. This morning, of course, both schools. And it took Mr. Doyle approximately an hour to figure out that both schools were dressed in pajamas. And, you know, look, for the most part, the Lagodi crowd was asleep throughout the match. But tonight, I'm guessing that Bar Eve has decided that it's costume night. Is that
It is Halloween night, and from the looks of the Orleans section, that's going to be...
They got the memo as well.
What they're going with as well. So Bar Eve and Orleans getting ready. We're just a few minutes away from starting lineups and the first serve. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, Bar Eve and Orleans will finish up the postgame, get ready for the championship. Back to Lagodi after this two-minute timeout.
Helena Agra Enterprises is proud to support Daviess County farmers and our local athletes. Crop health and crop safety is a top priority for Helena Agra Enterprises as we work with area farmers to maximize your yields in a cost-effective way. From the latest product advancements to the experienced staff we have on hand to answer your questions one-on-one, put Helena Agra Enterprises to work for you on the farm. Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery is a proud supporter of the Bar Eve Vikings.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Eve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
This is Bill from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. October is Bill Ford Tough Month, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a Ford dealer, I'm proud to display the blue Ford Oval, but this month I am also proud to support the color pink and to raise awareness about breast cancer. It's October, Built Ford Tough Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So drive one, and don't forget to check on the girls. Just a little reminder from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
Bill Dobson Ford!
Back at Lagodi. And it is volleyball sectional championship Saturday around the state of Indiana, including here in sectional 63, Bar Eve and Orleans getting ready. So, Johnny, you and the principal of Bar Eve High School, Jeff Doyle, on air for that opening game here today, Bar Eve and Lagodi, rivalry Saturday. What were your takeaways from the semifinal game here today?
Well, I think... first two sets weren't much of a challenge, really, for a typical Bar Eve-Lagodi matchup where you expect every point to matter. It was a case of Bar Eve being on fire offensively, and for Lagodi, I don't know if you'd call it lifeless or lethargic, but they couldn't get into any offense whatsoever. There was no block at the net, and, you know, the hitters for Bar Eve took advantage. Set three was a different story, as Lagodi didn't want their season to end, and they played several excellent points to keep Bar Eve from kind of winning it earlier, but it had to go an extra couple of points before that third set was claimed. But really, Lagodi didn't seem to show up until set three, and that was a little bit of a surprise considering the rivalry as it is. So,
And how much of that, in your estimation, had to do with the constant pressure that the Bar Eve offense can put on you?
Well, there's so many hitters out there, and we talked about spreading out the attacks. Ballingy was so good in set one, but there's four or five girls out there. Actually, there were four girls today that had at least six kills each. So, yeah, you've got one big gun, but there's actually three or four other girls out there that you can feed and mix it up on so that when Lagodi did try and put up a block, you could use the back sets and go a different direction. And the offense starts really with serve-receive, and I thought Barre was outstanding again, handling Lagodi's serving. And a lot of that starts in the back row with J.C. Thompson.
And that's, you know, going back and rewatching some of the game today, tell you what, J.C. was just pretty much pinpoint.
Everything was, yeah, everything was right on. And when your nails like that, then you're going to get good sets and your hitters are going to get opportunities to put them home. And they did. They took advantage. And that's not to take away from a good Lagodi team. They're going to finish, 23-8, another respectable season. But Barre just simply dismantled them in the first two sets and then finished them off in set three.
And that's been a thing that Barre can do this year. There are times where the Vikings have made really good teams, look really, really bad. And, when you get one chance against Barre, a lot of times you have to cash it in because you're not going to get that ball back. And, certainly in the first two games today, I think Anna Ballingy, 9 for 9 in the opening game in kill attempts. And I can't even tell you how difficult that is to do against a good team.
Yeah, I mean, she was perfect in set one. And, step on a basketball court and try and make your first 9 shots with people defending you, and it's virtually impossible. And no one even got a hand on those 9 shots. So they were kills that could not be returned.
All right, we're going to take another timeout when we come back. Starting lineups. Back to Lagodi right after this.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With 2 locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you. Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666. JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odin-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odin-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
From the Sterling & Company studio, this is Four Star Country, The General.
95.9, 101.3, 1580, WAMW, Washington.
Back at Lagodi, starting lineups being introduced right now. Barre going to go the way that they went here the last couple of weeks. It is 5 sophomores and 2 freshmen in the starting lineup tonight for the Vikings. Haley Raber, she's an outside hitter. She's 5'5 and a freshman. Addison Ainsco is a middle hitter. She is 5'11 and a sophomore. Sarah Graber, center and an outside hitter, 5'6 and a freshman. Anna Ballingy had the big game this morning, 5'9. She is a sophomore. Hannah Graber, center and a right side hitter. She's 5'10 and a sophomore. J.C. Thompson, the libero, who all over the place this morning. She's 5'5 and a sophomore. And rounding out the starting lineup tonight, Michaela Graber. May, 5'11 and a sophomore as well. So a young Viking team here, Johnny.
You know, and you hear of opposing fans talk about the youth they have, and what are you going to do? I mean, Bar Eve has two freshmen and five sophomores out there. It doesn't get any youthful than that, and they're 29-5. So these Orleans Bulldogs, 8-9, somewhere in that neighborhood, 8 or 9 wins, and decisive underdogs. Just three girls over there on the bench. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure they're going to give their best effort, but these Lady Vikes are on a mission here at Jack Butcher Sports Arena.
All right, Sabari will have first serve here tonight. That is Addison Ainsco behind the service line. Her jump serve is up, passed up by Orleans. Orleans just going to have to send a free ball over. Bar Eve going to get opening swing. That is Hannah Graber from the right side. Kill is down and good. 1-0 Vikings. Next serve from Addison. Overpass. Bar Eve going to get another crack at it. Ballingy off the block. It's going to fall down. That's going to be another kill for Bar Eve.
A Ballingy kill.
Off the block and down. 2-0. So Ainsco sets herself for another serve. That one into the net. 2-1.
Back to serve for Orleans will be Jacqueline Gerken. She's their setter, a junior, and we are familiar with that last name, as I'm assuming her brothers have played a lot of basketball there at Orleans over the years.
And serve in a good by Orleans, but good pass right there by Thompson. Another kill for Ballingy, 3-1.
Maybe I shouldn't assume they're brothers and sisters, but Gerken.
Well, I thought I saw their dad.
Okay.
Over there, as you mentioned, just one of those deals where you play enough against mm-hmm. somebody over the years, you get to know the family.
Burton and Duncan.
Uh-huh. Hannah Graber back to serve. Good pass by Orleans. Kill attempt going to be partially blocked. Bar Eve now just going to have to free it, ball it over. That is Anna Ballingy. Finds the back corner. That's a kill. 4-1, Johnny.
Yep, just caught the back line. And she did that after she hit the ground for the dig. Stood back up and put the kill in. 3 of the 4 points on kills from Ballingy.
Hannah Graber continuing to serve. That one's going to be passed up. Free ball opportunity. Going to be dug out for a moment, then it's going to roll off the hand of J.C. Thompson and out.
Give Haley Powell credit for a kill. 5'11 sophomore.
Out of the middle.
She's their tallest player.
So 4-2.
Maddie Quackenbush back to serve for the Bulldogs.
Driving serve. Passed up by Thompson. There's Ballingy. Middle attack. Got another one. 5-2.
Those Lady Jugrocks gave Orleans all they wanted.
Tell you, it's Shoals in the month since we've seen them last. A really improved outfit. And they had some stretches of good play here today.
Led the three sets that they lost late in each game. Just couldn't finish.
J.C. Thompson serve attempt. And it's in and good. Bar Eve going to get it back. Haley Raber, her first shot at it today, going to be long and out of bounds. 5-3.
That one glances off the line judge. Haley was really good against Lagodi today with 7 kills. That one long.
Another serve attempt. Freshman Sarah Graber. Nice shot from the right side. Good dig by Orleans. And Bar Eve going to play it over, and now we've got a little bit of a joust at the net. Orleans going to have it back. Kill attempt is going to be long by Lauren Dibbert, 6'3 Vikings. Ballingy back to the service line. Anna's first serve. Going to have to be sent back via a free ball. Ainsco, slide kill, got it. 7-3. So one thing you like to see here in the early going, Johnny, is Orleans has made Bar Eve earn these points, and Bar Eve has earned them.
They have. 6 kills of the 7 points here. Orleans showing their toughness. They're not rolling over by any means. Nice serve by Ballingy. Going to have to be free balled over.
Thompson with a pass. There's Raber on the outside, off the block. Orleans going to have a chance the other way. Dibbert going to be passed up by Thompson. Raber has to free ball it over, so Orleans back on the attack. Dibbert going to send another one long again. 8-3 Vikings.
Two hitting errors from the senior outside.
So Anna Ballingy, another serve. Good pass this time from Orleans. Dibbert going to fire one again, but into the net. 9-3 Vart Barre with a 6-point lead.
Serving a Barreve is probably something that Orleans hasn't seen this year. Very aggressive serving.
And another one down the line. Free ball sent over. Barreve has to make a play on it. Hannah Graber going to push one to the back row. And another middle attack. That one going to be long again. 10-3.
Probably a good time for a timeout.
And they are going to take one. We'll go ahead and keep it right here on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Just what the doctor ordered, Johnny. Good start, 10-3 Vikings.
Good strong start. The Lady Vikes pick up where they left off. And one of those things about volleyball is you can cruise through a set or two, but they always have to start the scoreboard back at zero. And, you worry a little bit about the Lady Vikes being a little flat after the big victory over their rival this afternoon. But 10-3, they're cruising so far. And this Orleans coach is trying to, keep the pep up for her girls. But Anna Ballingy right now on a string of three or four serves.
And the most important thing you can do right here, come out and make your first one after the timeout.
Sure.
So 10-3. And Ballingy going to find the back corner and got it. That's an ace, 11-3.
Barreve Lady Viking volleyball sponsors on the radio include the Prescription Shop in Washington, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated, and the Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer.
11-3 now, Ballingy. Another deep serve. There's Dibbert just going to pop it over this time. Free ball attempt, Taylor Raber got it. 12-3, holy crap, we've got Tyler Schulteis behind us, John Mullen.
Hey, coach.
Legend, the coach of Evansville Wrights.
Barreve grad taking in a sectional championship.
They got a big win over Evansville North the other night in five. Got knocked from the tournament today by the Wildcats of Jasper. As Ballingy with another service ace, 13-3.
And
so Coach Schulteis and Amber. Tyler started as a manager,
yes,
as a freshman, and was basically a student volunteer after that. And by the time he was a senior, he was sitting with the coaches. Free ball opportunity here for the Vikings. There's Ballingy from the back row. Little tap down on the pass back by Ainscoats, 14-3.
What do you call that for Ainscoats?
That's a block kill.
That's a block kill.
Yeah, it's not a kill.
Right.
So
Ballingy now with six straight points here.
And another good serve. Going to have to be sent back via free ball. Little Sarah on the right side. Kill is in and good. 15-3.
Also bringing you Barre Volleyball on 95.9 The General. The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington, A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. And Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal.
Anna, another ace, going to hit the hands of the libero and fall in, 16-3. Some of these costumes, Johnny. Ballingy, another serve. This one going to be sent over.
Kids really enjoy the Halloween costumes.
And Ainsco just punishes one down the middle, 17-3. And the Vikings, that's 11 in a row, Johnny. Maybe
wow.
12 in a row.
Yeah. It's unusual for Ballingy to have more points than she does kills, but that's the case right now.
Dibbert with an attempt, going to hit it long and out of bounds, 18-3.
Sure if the Lady Bulldogs coach will use a second timeout or not. Hard to stop a train.
Ballingy. Another good serve. Dibbert with a kill attempt off the block. Dug out by J.C. Thompson. Anna from the back row. Good dig right there by Orleans. Lauren Dibbert going to send a roll spike over. Haley Raber with the pass. Now she's going to have an attempt off the block. Orleans going to push one into the back row. Barrie going to set it up again. Sarah Graber, good smash, but a good dig. And this time a push to the back corner. Going to go off the hands of a diving J.C. Thompson, so that's going to end the run 18-4.
Quite a run it was with Ballingy behind the service line. That ball had to be played by Thompson. It was probably going to hit the far corner. So Orleans stops the bleeding. Serving is Haley Minton.
Serve is up. Ballingy, good pass. Ainsco going to send one long. 18-5, little quick offense right there. It's going to be the Vikings' first hitting error of the day.
It is. Eight successful kills prior to that one. Pretty methodical serving there.
And on the kill attempt that time, Orleans going to be in the net, and that's going to be on Peyton Blanton, so 19-5.
Sarah Graber back to serve.
Sarah, freshman, done it all this year, defense, setting, hitting. Serve is good. Barry going to have an opportunity. There's Haley Raber going to be blocked back that time.
Give Blanton the block.
And it's 19-6.
A one-on-one block situation where Raber was stopped at the net. Bree McIntosh, one of three seniors on this Orleans team, back to serve.
Good pass by Ballingy. Kill in and good by Ainsco on the quick set, 20-6. Kaylin Wagler in to serve. Vikings with a big lead here. Kaylin. Serve going to be hit back and out of bounds. That'll be an ace for Kaylin. 21-6.
Kaylin Wagler continues to deliver some tough serves. And she starts her night with an ace.
Another good serve. Pass going to be up. Tapped over. And Ainsco gets one to go from the outside. Another kill for Addison. 22-6.
Ainsco with four kills along with that block kill. So she's having a good time tonight at the net.
Kaylin, that one going to be punched back. Dug up by Ballingy. Ainsco off the block. Orleans going to have to send a free ball over. And Hannah Graber just going to have to tap it. Little miscommunication there. And Barrie now with another chance. Ainsco got that one to go, 23-6.
Ainsco on a roll here just in front of us on the south side of the gymnasium right in front of the referee tower where Ron Grimes does his duties.
Another good serve by Kaylin, going to lead to a hitting error by Orleans, and Barrie with a whole host of set points here. Leading 24-6.
17 of them to be exact.
And Kaylin, that serve, good deep one. Orleans, good pass out of it. They're going to tap one. Kaylin with the dig. Here comes Ainsco. She's just going to have to punch it over, and she does. And that's going to do it. Set one, the Vikings control in dominating fashion on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. All Vikings, 25-6. Back for set two at Ligoti High School after this three-minute timeout.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruitton Club.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
Jeep Adventure Days continue, now at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get behind the wheel of a new 2019 redesigned Jeep Cherokee, featuring up to $4,000 of rebates and starting as low as $22,708. The new 2018 Grand Cherokees have up to $5,000 of rebates and start as low as $35,647. Create your next adventure now with a new Jeep Cherokee, Grand Cherokee. And don't forget the great selection of Jeep Wranglers during Jeep Adventure Days. Take advantage of big savings and great rebates at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Hi, this is Dawn Perkins. Start saving on your homeowner's insurance today at Thompson Insurance. Homeowner's insurance protects what is typically the biggest investment you will ever make, your house. Auto Owner's Insurance Company offers a discount when your homeowner's insurance premium is paid in full. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and see how I can save you money. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main, representing Auto Owner's Insurance Company.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
Back at Lagodi and Johnny, not even the full 3 minute interval here. We're already 2 points in to set number two. It's 2-0 Bar Eve. Two kills for Anna Ballingy.
Why wait?
And there's an ace by Hannah Graber. 3-0 Vikings.
Why wait? So, yeah, Ballingy with a kill and then a little push kill and then an ace here from Anna Graber. Lady Bulldogs are struggling with this knuckleball serve of Hannah's.
And good kill attempt that time by Orleans. Going to be dug out by Bar Eve. Now the Vikings going to get a free ball back. There's Sarah Graber. Another kill for the freshman. 4-0 Vikes. So fast start here in the second set for the Vikings. Another serve from Hannah. And that's going to fall in for an ace as it's going to be misplayed. And the Vikes lead at 5-0. My favorite kid in the entire world just walked in. Do you want to know who that favorite kid is?
Graham Madison.
Graham Robert Madison is my favorite kid in the whole world.
And you have three kids of your own, by the way.
And Bar Eve, a little miscommunication right there. They're going to tap it down. Orleans is 5-1. Yeah, favorite kid non-DeCourcy
division.
Okay,
yeah, okay.
Depending on the day.
Right. There are days when you would choose Graham.
Oh, yeah. Grammy. He's a huggable dude. Probably the biggest first grader.
A big huggable dude.
At Bar Eve. Michaela Graber, kill attempt, is going to be dug out by Orleans, sent back as a free ball. There's little Sarah again on the right side, blocked back but out of bounds, 6-1.
Sarah Graber with three kills, two in this early going of the second set, 6-1 now. J.C. Thompson to serve. And it is a hodgepodge, a mishmash. I can't even say the word over here on the costume side. They've got
you're like all, you're like Trump trying to say anonymous.
I'm distracted. It's unanimous. I mean anonymous.
Ace by JC, 7-1.
Just distracted by the hodgepodge, if you will, of costumes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's everything. Jacy, another serve. He passed up by Orleans. Shot to the back row. Barrie going to get a chance here. Haley Raber. And that's going to be four hits by Haley. It's her second hitting here, so 7-2. I've got Dacey, one child, who is Wonder Woman. I've got Dane, who's Michael Jackson. Dylan dressed up as me and has my Cubs attire on.
Hi, my name is Mike.
Your daughter is a fairy.
Of course.
Barive, Ballingy going to have to punch one from the back row. In and good for another kill for Anna B. 8-2 Vikings. So Anna still playing flawless here tonight as far as her attacking is concerned. Another serve by Anna.
Ballingy with 7 kills.
Orleans going to send it over as a free ball. Dug out by JC. Thrown down by Addison Ainsco. Dug out by Orleans. Now they're going to send a free ball over. Haley Raber. Good dig by Orleans.
Close your eyes and dig at that time for Orleans, I think.
Haley just going to have to punch one over that time. Orleans going to get another chance. Going to be blocked back by Barive. And Orleans going to get it over. They thought the point was theirs. Not so fast. And I think they're going to call a lift.
From?
I don't know.
Yeah. Got a state finals go?
8-3. Ballingy with the pass. Sarah Graber going to send one over. Orleans now going to shoot one to the back row. Haley just going to have to punch one now. And ball going to be sent out of bounds by Lauren Dibbert. 9-3, and that's going to send Sarah Graber back to the service line.
Nice crowd for Barive, of course, here to...
You got some late arriving people, but, you know, the game did start a little bit early.
Yeah, about 6:54.
And Dibbert gets a kill off the block, 9-4. So the Vikes.
I don't want to say heavy legs out there right now for Barie, but the focus, your wife talked after after the match on the post game with Mr. Doyle about how great the focus was to start the match and really throughout the match against Ligoti, and it's really kind of hard to maintain that concentration when you are in a situation where the team lacks the same talent. But it's 10-4 here with Kaylin Wagler. But anyway, the focus today is what your wife was most impressed with her girls about. So.
Good serve by Kaylin leads to a hitting error by Brooklyn Underwood, 11-4.
And I'm not saying they're not focused this evening, but they were laser sharp to start that match this afternoon.
Well, it's a high level. You get into a rivalry game. Another good serve by Kaylin. Orleans going to have to free ball it over. Kaylin's going to dig it out. And nice shot coming out of the middle by Hannah Graber, 12-4.
Hannah Graber's second kill.
And it's hard to maintain that the whole time.
Sure.
But they're methodically taking care of business tonight so far.
25-6 in set one. This one 12-4.
And another attempt right here by Ainsco, partially blocked by Orleans. Now they're going to send it to the back. Ainsco blocked back. This time hits the antenna. It was going out of bounds. 13-4.
Ainsco now with 7 kills. Same with Ballingy.
Goes Kaylin again. Another good serve. Down the line. Kill is in and good that time by Underwood. 13-5.
Brooklyn Underwood's first kill. She's a freshman. The only freshman on the roster. The roster of 9 for Orleans. Back to serve is Peyton Blanton.
Dug out by Ballingy. And going to be a
lift.
Kill in and good. Lift on Orleans off of the Ainsco push kill, 14-5.
She heads back to the service stripe after the kill at the net.
And kill attempt going to be out, long by Underwood, 15-5.
We go to AD. Corey Julian makes that play.
Addison, another serve. This one just going to be sent back. And tapped into a spot by Michaela Graber, 16-5.
Nothing like hosting an event that you're not playing in the title match with.
And timeout Orleans. We'll go ahead and take one, too, on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 16-5 Vikings. Back to Ligoti in 1 minute.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeves Sports.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at Ligoti, 17-5 now, Barre. Marissa Helms, the senior, into the game for the Vikings. Johnny Mullen.
She is wearing number 6. And she gets into the net there as that dig was forced her into the net. So Orleans will pick up that point.
Almost an overpass by Barre, and Helms almost saved it, but either into the net or stepped over the line. Not sure what they called. So Vikings are going to get another crack at it. And miscommunication on that one. Going to send the ball into the net. 17-7. And in a situation like this, this is one of the things Amber talked about in the walkthrough that they had. As another serve up by Orleans. There's Ballingy. Dug out this time, Orleans.
I'm assuming the message was keep it clean?
It was keep it clean, but you got people who are banged up, you got people who are hurt, and we don't need to be playing extra points tonight because we're trying to be cute and do different things. We need to take care of our business.
Orleans with a kill there, so they have cut the deficit to 9.
17-8. Ballingy going to throw that one down, 18-8. Another kill for Anna.
Nice job by Anna of handling that set. Anna Graber back.
Anna serve. Going to be tapped over. And just a bad pass. Marissa going to dive into the official stand, but it's going to go over the antenna. That's going to be out of bounds, so Barreve, a little miscommunication on that pass, and Marissa had to dive and almost saved it, but couldn't quite get it done. Ballingy, kill attempt out in the middle. Dug out by Orleans. They're going to send it over as a free ball now. Marissa Helms, blocked back and out of bounds.
Give Helms a kill.
19-9. First kill for the senior.
So Helms had entered for Haley Raber, and Raber's back in now.
And J.C. Thompson back to serve. Short one in and good. That's an ace. 20-9.
Eight aces now for this Lady Viking squad. 20-9. That was of the short variety. A little floater.
Now she'll bang it deep to the other corner here. No, not to the other corner. That's long and out, 20-10.
That one floated just out, so two serving errors. Just two, one in set one, and now one in set two.
Orleans.
So don't get cute was the message. Let's take care of business, and that's Haley Raber taking care of business.
Nothing cute about that one.
Her first kill of the evening.
21-10. There's Lexi Traylor in to serve.
Junior Lexi Traylor seeing her first sectional action. She'll serve for Ballinger, correct?
Yeah. Anna going to take a seat. Lex first serve. Dug out by Orleans. And blocked back that time. I think Orleans was quitting on it. They thought it was four hits. That one going to be pushed into the middle. Orleans going to get another chance at it here. And that one going to be sent over left-handed by Haley Raber. So another free ball opportunity coming here for the Vikings. And going to be blocked back. Another point for Orleans, 21-11.
Nice defense there on the side of the Lady Bulldogs. Is that Ainsco's shot blocked?
Yep, that was her out in the middle.
On the short set. Serving is Haley Minton. And they're going to pick up an ace. Minton's serve gives Orleans their first ace.
21-12. That was a mishit serve, John.
Yeah. I shanked it. Results were good. The ball has some spinach on it, that's for sure.
And Ainsco going to pump one in, 22-12.
Ainsco having a nice match. Nine kills for the sophomore. Traylor remains in the game, and this is Sarah Graber.
Sarah, the freshman, going to send one.
Shout out to Jeremy Wildman over on the score. He's on the board today.
You know, the kill in a good by Ainsco, 23-12.
He says we look good up here. Well, same back at you, Jeremy, back at you.
Wildman, he's all worked up about not having enough light bulbs here
at
Lagodi.
We get some of these bulbs fixed.
Another good serve by Sarah, going to be sent over as a free ball. Haley Raber, that one's going to be pounded down, 24-12. Our buddy John Peanut says, sounds good, gang. I think he's talking about you more than me, Mullen, but hey, whatever.
No, he knows you are the voice of the Vikings.
And Haley, or not Haley, but Sarah, going to serve an ace, and that's going to do it. So the Vikings now up 2-0 on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. All Vikings, 25-6 in the first one, 25-12 in the second. Back to Lagodi after this 3-minute timeout.
This is Bill from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. October is Built Ford Tough Month, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a Ford dealer, I'm proud to display the blue Ford Oval, but this month I am also proud to support the color pink and to raise awareness about breast cancer. It's October, Built Ford Tough Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So drive one, and don't forget to check on the girls. Just a little reminder from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallsapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odenkettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odin Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruitton Club.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Back at Lagodi. First point underway. Orleans going to send one deep but out of bounds on the push. 1-0 Vikings.
Nice competitive first point there. Ainsco will get the serving point as Orleans goes long.
Johnny, if this night was a wrestling match or a wrestling personality, who would it be? As Ballingy going to send a roll spike over.
So you're looking to try and compare this match with an old WWF performance, perhaps?
I think so. Double contact that time by Orleans, 2-0 Barrie.
You know, Barrie's been pretty smooth throughout this match,
yeah.
And I always felt like there were a couple of guys that I thought were pretty smooth back in the late 80s. Brett the Hitman Hart would be one, and also Brutus the Barber Beefcake. He was also quite smooth in the wrestling ring. So those two guys... comparable tonight to Barrie's play as they go up 3-0 here. And, so anyway, those are the two that come to mind.
That one blocked back by Michaela Graber. I was thinking as Ainsco going to force a free ball here. 3-0 Vikings. And that one going to be thrown to the back row by Hannah Graber. Tapped over that time. And Ballingy going to have to just send one to the back row. And a little tap going to be off of Sarah Graber in a good 3-1. We think alike in a lot of ways, Johnny. I was thinking the excellence of execution, Brett the Hitman Hart, but also the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Always smooth.
Randy Savage was savage, was he not?
He was savage.
He lived out that name.
Kill attempt by Ballingy, dug out. Orleans going to have to send it over. Now it'll be out of bounds. That'll be another kill for Anna. 4-1.
That ball goes behind the antenna. Brian Farnsley on the floor, the second referee.
So Hannah Graber back to serve.
Those were the glory days of wrestling, by the way.
They were. Ballingy has it blocked back. But Barrie going to get another chance. Good dig in the back row. And that one going to be blocked down, and that's going to be little Sarah and Michaela teaming up on this. And to give you guys an understanding at home about what we're seeing here, as it's now 5-1, Hannah Graber continues to serve. And that one going to be punched over. And they're going to say Orleans into the net right there, 6-1. Orleans has basically took all their personnel and just said, hey, you're going to go back and play defense.
Yep.
And that's what this is. It's target practice. And Orleans has done a nice job, but in the meantime, you take your offense away. Marissa Helms back into the game. Another service ace by Hannah, 7-1.
10 service aces now for the Lady Vikes. Sponsors tonight include WHI-TV. Depend on News 10, coverage you can count on, as well as your Edward Jones financial advisor, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova.
And Ballingy going to pump one down the line right there. 8-1.
Let's not forget, if you want to build a strong foundation, call JJ's Concrete. The Helena Agri Enterprises in Montgomery and the Montgomery Ruertan Club, proud sponsors of Bar Eve Sports on the General 95.9 FM.
So Hannah Graber continuing to serve 8-1. And that's another block back right there by Michaela Graber. She had the big block today to end it against Ligoti in the third set. That's her second one here to start set three. Orleans going to burn a timeout. We'll take one, too, on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. All Vikes 9-1 here in set three. Back to Ligoti in this one after this one-minute timeout.
Helena Agra Enterprises is proud to support Daviess County farmers and our local athletes. Crop health and crop safety is a top priority for Helena Agra Enterprises as we work with area farmers to maximize your yields in a cost-effective way. From the latest product advancements to the experienced staff we have on hand to answer your questions one-on-one, put Helena Agra Enterprises to work for you on the farm. Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery is a proud supporter of the Bar E Vikings.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at Ligoti, another ace by Hannah Graber. 10-1. Next serve is up. Orleans going to play it back. Good dig by J.C. Thompson. Ballingy. Shot to the deep corner, dug out by Orleans. They're going to tap another one over. Bar Eve going to push one to the back row. Now a free ball going to be sent over, dug out by J.C. Marissa Helms, another kill. Got it to go. 11-1.
Helms' second kill. Senior having a lot of fun out there as the Lady Vikes inch closer to another sectional volleyball title.
And Corinne Corbin into the game as well for the first time. Good serve. Free ball sent back. And it is out. And I mean it just about hit that back corner. It was wide, but it wasn't long, Johnny.
Nope. Corbin up front wearing number 27. And Hannah Graber with a nice little run of serves here.
J.C. going to send the free ball back. Ballingy. A nice dig right there by Orleans. Keep the ball alive. There's Corbin. And sends one long and out of bounds. 12-2.
Haley Powell with an amazing free ball over. And she's laughing because she's not sure how she got that back.
Orleans, good dig by Thompson. Ballingy, kill is in a good, 13-2.
Ballingy now with 10 kills. She and Ainskill both kill leaders. Corbin back out. In comes Raber.
And Corinne Corbin had a sprained ankle on Monday before the Bloomington South game that was vicious as Thompson service error, 13-3. Good deep serve. Good pass by J.C. There's Haley Raber. Long. 13-4.
Raber been a bit off this match, but she was on this afternoon.
Yeah, a little bit of it. Not a little bit of it. All of it is timing. A little early to the party. And service error by Orleans. 14-4. Vikings now not to start point counting, but 11 points away. Anna, serve, and that's going to be a double contact on Orleans. Call it an ace, 15-4.
Wonder if we'll see any of these other girls over here for Bar Eve.
Well, everybody,
about all of them have been in.
Everybody's
they?
Been in but one, and that's Kara Hughes, and I don't know if she will or not. She's as another serve, going to be tapped down by Ainsco, 16-4. Is Kara is the backup setter today. She would have been able to play. and some backup defense. She, you know, there was a role for her today, another ace, 17-4. But
yeah,
we'll see. I know.
I see.
They
see Mike James over there speaking with Kara.
They expect her to be back and ready to roll next week, 17-4. Malangi, another good serve, going to be punched back, but out of bounds, 18-4. And Anna continues to serve. And serve is good. Barrie going to have a chance at it here. Haley Raber off the block. That's an assist by Marissa Helms that time on the right side. 19-4.
Ballingy has a bunch of service points tonight.
And that one's going to be in for an ace. Science teacher Matt Anderson from Bar Eve High School has texted in and said, the Attitude Era gets my vote for the best era in wrestling. Manderson, have to concur. Matt Anderson, always a big Stone Cold Steve Austin / D-Generation X fan. And another service ace that time by Ballingy, 21-4. Passed up this time by Orleans. And off-speed attack, in and good, 21-5. Here comes Kara Hughes into the game, coming in for Ballingy. So that's the...
Kara Hughes, the junior setter, is going to play some back row, protecting that right wrist area. Probably go right at her.
Good pass by Marissa Helms there on the serve receive. Ains go. Kill attempt, dug out. Orleans, good dig. There's Kara on the dig.
Why not?
And Haley Raber blocked back. And Marissa Helms going to just pop one to the back row. Orleans going to get another chance at it. And Hannah Graber going to send one to the back row. So we've got a little volley going here. J.C. Thompson, another dig. There's Marissa Helms off speed and going to be dug back by Orleans, but Ainsco going to put one away, 22-5.
Sarah Graber comes in. She'll serve. 3 points away, Coach DeCourcy.
Freshman behind the service line. Their first one. Going to be good. Sibbert going to have it blocked, but Barrieve going to have a chance. Haley Raber back to the middle. Orleans, good dig that time. Thompson just going to have to roll it over. So the Bulldogs are going to get another shot at it. And nice smash that time by Lauren Dibbert, 22-6.
So, yeah, Dibbert with a really nice kill for Orleans, 22-6. Vikings took set 125-6, set 225-12, and they need 3 points here. Is that's going to be a lift called on the serve receive, 22-7.
Good pass by Thompson. Ainsco, whammo, 23-7.
Subs coming in. Corbin for someone, and who's serving here?
That's Hunter Emmons.
Number nine, Hunter Emmons.
Who has been out with an injury.
Senior Hunter Emmons.
And
so now the bench has been emptied.
And Hunter's serve is good. Barrieve going to get it back, go on the attack. Ainsco dug out by Orleans. Bulldogs going to have a shot at it. Now here comes Ainsco again, dug out by Orleans, but into the net. And the Vikings, how many match points is that, Johnny?
16.
Sectional championship point. 24-7. And the Vikings are about to go back-to-back.
Hunter Emmons to serve.
And going to be pushed back by Little Sarah. Into the net, and that's going to do it. And the Vikings win it here tonight. Back-to-back sectional champions. 23rd sectional championship in school history. And the match takes 45 minutes. Bar Eve 25-6, 25-12, 25-7. And Bar Eve will move on to next week's IHSAA regional to be held right here at Lagodi. That is win number 30 on the season for the Vikings. So, sectional championship presentation going on right now, Johnny.
Yeah, Orleans, the Lady Bulldogs team captains. And the trophy now headed to Bar Eve. And those are your captains, Kara Hughes, Anna Ballingy, Hunter Emmons, Marissa Helms. Good luck to Bar Eve as they come back next Saturday, right, Coach?
Always good to come back. Always good to come back. And student section and all of their costumes lining up.
Old Lou says, hold on.
Yeah, don't hit me. Don't hit me.
Here they come.
And here come the kids. And we've got a floor rushing. And my daughter's skipping out there, Johnny.
There goes Claire Doyle in the back.
And Daisy went straight to Jen and Epp. She did not go to mom first, so. Hey, there's Claire. Where's Bryn Mullen at?
She's with mommy over here, who's recording this probably
okay.
Live for.
So the Vikings win it. Emotions on the floor. And a fun night indeed. Well, we're going to take a timeout. And when we come back, we'll have all the post-game show. Vikings win it tonight in three over Orleans, 25-6, 25-12, 25-7. Back to Lagodi after this timeout.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way.
Do you have a loan on a car, boat, or RV? Do you have a mortgage or children to send to college? All of these are financial obligations that will continue the need to be paid whether you are here or not. Hi, I am Lacey King at Thompson Insurance in Washington. Many people will admit if they were to die unexpectedly, they would not have enough life insurance to protect their family from financial disaster. Don't be one of them. Call me today at 812-254-1987 to protect your family.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950.
The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Football is my dream.
For Spencer James.
I want you to come play for me.
Beverly Hills, huh?
Yes, sir.
The whole game is about to change.
I don't belong here.
This is your way out.
From executive producer Greg Berlanti comes the new show inspired by the incredible true story.
I'm asking you to play for something bigger now.
Because when you do, you'll be unstoppable.
Run for your life.
All-American, series premiere right after the season premiere of Riverdale, tonight on The CW.
Jeep Adventure Days continue, now at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get behind the wheel of a new 2019 redesigned Jeep Cherokee, featuring up to $4,000 in rebates and starting as low as $22,708. The new 2018 Grand Cherokees have up to $5,000 in rebates and start as low as $35,647. Create your next adventure now with a new Jeep Cherokee, Grand Cherokee. And don't forget the great selection of Jeep Wranglers during Jeep Adventure Days. Take advantage of big savings and great rebates at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back at Lagodi High School, Vikings win it tonight over Orleans, 25-6, 25-12, 25-7. They do it in under an hour, and it was pretty methodical, Johnny.
Yes, it was, and Barry was here on a mission, kept their foot on the gas pedal, and Orleans valiant in their competition, but there was no denying this Lady Vikings team. And as we move into the post-game show sponsored by Alex Knipp, German-American Investments, Coach DeCourcy, you talk about another sectional title for Bar Reeve, and it's personal because your wife is the coach, and talk about just how nice it is to go home on a sectional Saturday with a trophy in hand.
It's nice. It certainly is. And, you know, this is it's a culmination of a lot of hard work. Starts in the spring. A lot of these girls are club volleyball players as well, both on the JV and varsity, so they certainly put the time in it. But it never gets old. It certainly never gets old, and we look forward to next week.
Sure, and it will be 7 days from now, but it will be the same location as Jack Butcher Sports Arena will host the Class A Volleyball Regional. And
we'll bring you all of those details as we come a little farther into the week, but probably looking at a Rock Creek Academy and Trinity Lutheran being two of the teams. The one questionable game is down at Northeast Dubois tonight, and that ought to be a good one, Valley and Tecumseh. And Vikings defeated both of those teams, but both of those games were very, very good games, and anything can happen. So, Johnny, I'm going to let you run through some post-game statistics, and I'll let you go ahead and sign us off the air when you're done.
No problem. So, for these Lady Vikings who moved to 30-5 on the year, they had a lot of offense, and that started behind the serving line where Anna Ballingy recorded unofficially 20 serving points of the 75 scored for Bar Reeve. She also added 10 kills. The leader at the net tonight was Addison Ainsco. A fellow sophomore had 12 kills and 2 block kills. There were several other kills to be spread around, but Ainsco and Ballingy at the net led the way. Coach Amber DeCourcy managed to get her entire roster into the contest this evening as we saw the two seniors make an appearance, and Marissa Helms, who had 2 kills, and also Hunter Emmons, who had been dealing with an injury. She came in and got the last 2 serving points. Corinne Corbin also saw action, as did Alexis Traylor. And so all 13 girls saw action for Bar Reeve. And that also included junior Kara Hughes. Hughes hopes to be back to close to 100% next Saturday for the regional. She came in the last few points there in set 3. So as Mr. DeCourcy, Mike DeCourcy, alluded to, I believe the 23rd sectional title for Bar Reeve and perhaps number 12, 13, somewhere in that neighborhood for his wife, Amber. Varee volleyball tradition continues, and Orleans will bow out as sectional runner-up here at Ligoti. Coach DeCourcy alluded to next Saturday's regional. Looks like Varee will face off in a semifinal with Rock Creek Academy. Rock Creek located in Sellersburg, Indiana, down towards the Louisville area. And Trinity Lutheran will also be a part of this regional, as they are typically year in and year out. And we await the winner of Springs Valley-Tecumseh to find out who Trinity Lutheran will play next Saturday here at Jack Butcher Sports Arena. Your Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game this afternoon against Ligoti. It was an entire team effort for the Lady Vikes, and of course it takes an entire team, and all 13 participated and contributed tonight. But we will go ahead and give co-Bill Dobson Ford Tough MVPs this evening, and it will go to the sophomores, Anna Ballingy and Addison Ainsco. Ballingy and Ainsco led the way on the offensive side, and they are your Bill Dobson Ford Tough Players of the Game. Visit Bill Dobson Ford, find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal. As these Barree fans continue to give the celebratory hugs, and Mike went down to talk to his wife and give her a hug. These Barree faithful will continue to follow this Lady Vikings team, and you can bet that the crowd that was here this evening will be even greater as four teams will descend upon Ligoti next Saturday for Class A regional action. These girls will, timing-wise, still to be determined. Typically, the sectional starts at 11 and 12:30, and sometimes the regional gets pushed up, but we'll try and get those times to you. Unsure right now on what time exactly Barree will play. I think it may be the second semifinal. I just haven't checked the updates on the phone here, but in any case, Barree will be one of the four participants in next week's Ligoti Regional. As they line up to take their team picture with the trophy, and the fans begin to filter out, we will kind of wind up our sectional broadcast here. We certainly appreciate you, Dennis, back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. And 95.9 The General, 101.3 and 107.9, along with WAMW 1580 AM, are all stations of DLC Media, and we appreciate the opportunity to bring you Barree Sports. Again, tonight's championship match, the sectional title goes back to Montgomery as Barree defeats Orleans in straight sets, 25-6, 25-12, 25-7. It's been a pleasure working with both Principal Jeff Doyle of Barree High School, along with the coach, Mike DeCourcy, Mr. DeCourcy, a teacher and coach at Barree, and the husband, proud husband, I should say, of winning volleyball coach Amber DeCourcy. I'm John Mullen. Thank you for listening. Tune in next Saturday for volleyball regional action back here at Ligoti. Good night, everybody.
Barree Vikings. This concludes coverage of Barree Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, the new 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by
the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV.
Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.